Biden to more rapidly bus, fly border crossers into American communities as Title 42 ends. By John Binder on November 17, 2022. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is executing a plan that will more rapidly see border crossers and illegal aliens bused and flown into the United States interior when Title 42, the public health authority used to deter illegal immigration, ends in 35 days. During testimony before the Senate Homeland Security Committee on Thursday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas confirmed that the agency is following through on a prior plan that will expand American taxpayer funding to non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to have them robustly bus and fly border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. The plan is DHS's response to a federal judge striking down Title 42 this week. The public health authority was first imposed by former President Trump in 2020 to allow Border Patrol agents to very quickly remove border crossers and illegal aliens arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. Rather than appealing the judge's decision, Mayorkas asked the court for 5 weeks to end Title 42 and implement the agency's latest action. That plan, Mayorkas confirmed, is part of the Biden administration's broader effort to transform the southern border into a mere checkpoint for border crossers and illegal aliens by which they pass through on their way into the U.S. interior. What we are doing is precisely what we announced we would do in April of this year, and we have been executing on the plan, Mayorkas said. We are seeking to bolster the capacity of nonprofit organizations. State and local officials are working very closely with them. The plan will see DHS surge taxpayer funding to NGOs such as Jewish Family Services and Catholic Charities that have been contracted by the agency to help bus and fly border crossers into American communities. We are bolstering the capacity of NGOs to receive non-citizens after they have been processed. Our goal is to help communities alleviate the pressures they experience by expanding NGO capacity, the DHS plan states. DHS is also looking to have NGOs provide legal assistance to border crossers and illegal aliens so they can fight deportation orders and gain asylum in the U.S. NGOs will be present as well to provide legal orientation services and onward transportation for those low-risk individuals who are ultimately released on ATD, the DHS plan states. Already, the Biden administration has been imposing an expansive catch-and-release policy that has seen an estimated 5.5 million encounters along the southern border and about 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens released into American communities since February 2021. On a daily basis, Biden's DHS is welcoming about 6,200 border crossers and illegal aliens at the U.S.-Mexico border. Without Title 42, Biden officials have previously admitted that up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens, the equivalent of the population of Atlanta, Georgia, could arrive at the southern border every month. Representative Andy Biggs, Arroz, told Breitbart News in April that he expects 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens every day at the border without Title 42. In Tijuana, Mexico, alone, Breitbart News exclusively reported months ago that up to 6,000 foreign nationals were waiting to rush the border when Title 42 is ended. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.